This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Oh, I took lessons. There's no other way to do it. I'm Joe Mussini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. No, it's not Alex Jones. It's Joe Mussina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. You can buy coffee mugs. You know, TRS coffee. I don't have one. I used to have one. So if you're watching on Facebook, look, see? TRS coffee mug. Like, nice mug. And for me, the coffee tastes better in the mug, in a TRS mug, than in the other mug. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I am Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Also, my new book, Ramblings... here we go. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. All the things the last 8 years you've been told that you can't talk about, that are politically incorrect, that you shouldn't be talking about, all those things... I tell you how to talk about the book. I talk about them. I've been tired of the political correctness for a long time. But let me tell you what. Before Trump was screaming about this stuff, Joe Mussina was screaming about this stuff. And we got to take it back. You don't take it back by being politically correct. You don't take it back by watching the words that you use with somebody. I'm not telling you to be vulgar. I'm not telling you to call people names. I'm not even telling you to pick fights. But I love when somebody says, you know, I'm uncomfortable talking about that. You go, why? You have a viewpoint of an issue. You think you know what I'm thinking. You think you know what I'm going to say. And you don't have a clue. And I'm sitting here now. I put it in a book. So instead of thinking you know what I'm thinking, why don't you find out for sure? Why don't you get some facts? I know it makes it very, I know it makes it very uncomfortable when they have facts. I love doing that deliberately. I love watching their heads pop when I do something that's 180 degrees from the way they think I'm supposed to be. Because they think they have a clue as to how I'm supposed to be. I find it very satisfying. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. You know, I always have look, I check out the people that we do business with here on the show. And you've heard him a couple times. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, is on with me on a regular basis. Take out a pencil, a pen, or your voice-activated phone, or whatever it is you got going on. Take down this number, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. Check out my website if you forget. But they're going to give away a Morgan silver coin. I mean, all you got to do is call these people. How easy do I have to make it for you? But you call these people, you'll get a Morgan silver coin, and they're going to send you a white paper. And the white paper just tells you about the coming bail-in, how the government, you know, the government can take your money. And they don't, you know, I'm not trying to scare you, but they can take your money, and they don't actually take it away from you. They kind of freeze it for a period of time while they need it to pay off some debt. Not a joke. They've done it in Europe. And we have some of the same provisions and some of the laws that we have for them to do the same thing to you. So, all you do, you make the phone call. As long as you got a job, you're not living in mommy and daddy's basement, and you got two nickels to rub together, you're pretty much qualified at that point. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. So, again, I love this stuff. I can't get enough of this stuff. Trump has already started to clean up the inner city. You know, he said in his speech, he said that he's going to clean up the inner city, and you have people going nuts saying, no, he can't do that. There's no way he can do that. He has no control of the inner city. Blah, blah, blah. Throw up, throw up, throw up. You know, that kind of stuff, right? And actually, he can. If people would just use the brain cells that God gave them, whether they believe in God or not, if they would use the brain cells that God gave them to think, it's called federal grant money. You know, the state of California has already backed off of, we're going to fight Trump, or we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And maybe it was a good thing, I don't know, that they elected the, that they hired the previous AG to be their consultant. Because I think he's already told him, or he's already said something to him about, hey, listen, he can pull your federal funding. You know, because we have campuses, college, state-run college campuses, that say that they won't comply with any law, state or federal, that they don't like. Now, that would hold true right up until the time the state holds their check from them. But the state of California is not going to do that. They're into this. They like this. But when Trump gets in there, yeah, it's going to take me a while. And Trump starts to take money away from them, going, well, wait a minute, you're not doing this, and you're not doing that, and you're not doing this. Well, then you don't get this money. Right? Remember, the Supreme Court told Mr. Obama in no uncertain terms, you can't hold money from somebody for not doing what you want them to do from a city or what have you. Right? But you can for the law. You can say, look, we will subsidize, we will fund these programs you have, but you have to do A, B, and C. That's okay to do. But you can't threaten them with money. If they don't do something else, you're not going to give them the money. And that's what Trump is doing. He's coming and saying, look, if you don't abide by these sanctuary cities, I'm just waiting for this fight. I'm looking forward to that one. I think that one's going to be wonderful. You know? I mean, think about it. And yes, I will get to how Trump is already cleaning up the inner city. Did it today. Great. He actually did two things today. He provided free showers for people, and he was cleaning up the inner city. But you know, I mean, the reality is, the law is going to play. That's what made this country great, was the spirit of the law. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. I'm GCN Live. I'll be back in a few minutes. Yes, Trump has already cleaned up or been cleaning up one inner city. We'll talk about that today when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the
unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the
rumba beat.
When I play the maracas.
That's part, I like that. Rumba.
Yes, sir.
Hey, guess what? I think we can say chick chicky boom again. No, I'm almost sure. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the, that's right, the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved, head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, or you can head over to Facebook, where they have the live feed going there as well. Michael Hausman's going to join me at the bottom of the hour. He's our libertarian buddy. I want his take on what happened today. I mean, Trump's speech was not Republican. It was not Democrat. It was American. But, hey, mainstream media says it was doom and gloom and militant. Right? I mean, seriously. The See, what was it? Oh, yeah, yeah, right, right. So Trump is already, yeah, look it, what do you want from me? I got white hair. It takes me a while to figure out where I'm at. The Trump is already cleaning up the inner city today, as you saw a couple things happening. One, true, I mean, literally cleaning up the city. He actually, they brought in water cannons today for the protesters, okay? And they were shooting water cannons at these big groups of people. And some of them looked like they could have used the water cannon police, really, seriously. And it was very cold. So now it's cold. They're cold. And they're not, listen, let's call them what it is. They weren't protesting. Protesters wouldn't have been treated like this. I'm looking at this picture, and unless you think you can explain all this away. Oh, no, I know what they were doing. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I should have been a little bit more, you know, I should have had a little more of a heart, right? The reason they were setting things on fire was because it was so cold. They were just trying to stay warm. The reason they were tipping over barrels in the street, right? They were ripping benches. I mean, there was one big bonfire going on, and it had benches in it. Well, where do you get benches? It's not like you go down to the Five and Dime store and you buy a bench to light on fire. They ripped them off the streets where people were sitting on them. They overturned those newspaper stands. They were piling this stuff up and they were lighting it on fire. Now, that's not protesting. That's rioting. And in my book, rioting is against the law. And you need to be arrested for it. Now, Mr. Obama and his tribe, remember the woman from Baltimore? Yeah, that group of people, they're just burning off steam, leave them alone. But today, under the new government, hundreds of protesters were arrested in the clashes today, as well they should have been. And they shouldn't be let go. They need to start paying for the damage they do. Seriously. Now, protesters created, you know, havoc all across Washington. And again, I don't mind them yelling and screaming. I don't mind this. You want to burn your own signs? Clean up your mess. That's fine, too. You bought it? You made it? You want to destroy it? That's on you. I don't care. Don't you screw up anything my tax dollars went to. You don't have a right. You're costing me money by having... Actually, you protesters who want all these extras, you're taking money away from those programs that you want. Because if you got poor... Because of you morons, this... First of all... Oh, see, you get me wound up, but I can't stop. I'm all over the place. From a procedural standpoint, okay, Trump came in under budget. You know that the Trump people came in under budget for all this pomp and circumstance, whatever you want to call it. He actually gave back $1.2 million to the federal treasury because he didn't use it and didn't need it. And interesting how the guy, yeah, right, he's already saving money on the jets. He's saving money. I mean, the guy's already saving money for us. So, you know, he gave money back. But it's the most expensive. This was the most money was spent on security than any other inauguration there was. And it wasn't just because of possible terrorist attacks. No. It was because of you guys that want to go there and you think that protesting is burning, pillaging, looting, doing all kinds of stuff, and smashing the windows of stores. What point does that make? What does that get across? Hi, look at me, I'm a thug. Oh, yeah, by the way, I don't want him as president because he might stop me. Think about it. The left, we've allowed them to get away with so much. We have allowed them to do this to us. And we need to stop it. Now, where was I? So apparently they've arrested well over 200 people at the time of the story. And these were protesters, demonstrators. Now, these were ones that, they weren't just out there with signs. Okay? When this thing moved into riot form, when it started, and I loved it. Think about this. You have the Secret Service. You have the Capitol Police. Right? You've got the National Guard out there. How stupid can you be? Most of the damage was inflicted by protesters associated with the group Disrupt J20, They vowed for weeks to paralyze the city. Now, the black-clad... Now, think about that. These idiots are all in black with black flags. And they're so transparent. They so much want to make a point that they have their faces covered. And they were smashing out windows. They smashed out a window of a limousine, I told you. Then they set it on fire. Because what did that prove? What it did is it proved that what we knew already, that they were thugs. That's what it proved. They also shattered the glass fronts of the Bank of America, McDonald's, and Starbucks. Why McDonald's? Not like there's burgers in a window you can snatch and grab and go. Now, the police officers were firing pepper spray. What I loved was, if you watch the video, the protesters are running away going, what are they doing? Damn it, what are they doing? What are they doing? What are they doing? What are you doing? You're lucky it's only pepper spray that they had. I would have had them use the rubber bullets, you know, the ones that, like, melt and then they hit your skin and they give you, like, second-degree burns. Metropolitan Police Department Chief Peter Newsman said the destruction started about 10:30, and everybody that was arrested was charged with rioting. Six police officers were injured. I'm telling you, I would charge every one of these. Everyone, I don't know what the charges would be, but how about assault and battery on a police officer? If six cops were hurt, somebody's paying for this. You know, we need to start getting behind our policemen, our men in blue, our service people, right? First responders of any kind. About time they start feeling like they're being supported. It's about time that people feel, or these people feel and know, we're behind them. We're supporting them. We're with you. Michael Hauser will join me after the break. I'm Joe, the senior host. You're listening to The Real Side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yes, 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 it's me, not Alex Jones. You haven't turned on the wrong show. I am Joe Messina. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, so here's the deal. The first person to send me the numbers, the link, you got to send me the link, too, because I don't want made-up numbers, all right? So the first person to send me the numbers, I want to know how many people were arrested for rioting, okay? Because, you know, protest, rioting, whatever. How many people were arrested in 2008 and 2012? How many people were arrested for burning up, breaking windows, the whole nine yards when Barack Obama was inaugurated? I'm just curious. I want to know how many conservatives took a day off of work to go do that. But that's just my point of view. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Michael Hauser joins me as he does every week. Today it's an off day. Usually I'm on Thursdays, but today was a special day, and I want to get his take on what went down today. Michael, thanks for being with me.
Well, you're welcome. A couple of things, just a matter of housekeeping. Just to be fair, whatever happened in 2008 and 2012 in terms of violence and destruction, that would be properly termed a riot. Today, however, that must remain a protest. There's a very big difference. Okay? So any destruction of anything, any arrests, any things that were broken, any 10-year-olds who are setting fires, those are all riots. In 2008, 2012, everything that happened yesterday or today, that is a protest. Okay, so that's one thing.
Of course, yeah. Go ahead.
And that just might be a distinction without a difference to some, but to me, there's a moral difference. What the guys were doing today and yesterday is morally upright, and therefore is a protest. Of course, in 2012 and 2008, it was an immoral act of racism, etc., and would properly be called a riot.
You're about four words away from me hanging up on you, but go ahead.
Okay, now another thing, this is a big deal that just happened. I'm not sure if you're aware of this. The Department of Energy issued a rule yesterday that as of yesterday, the Department of Energy is now having to ban the three-way light bulb. Recall fondly in 2007, the light bulb ban went into effect that incandescent lights were made illegal, but the three-way bulbs were exempted by Congress. You know, the kind that you can have three different levels of lightness?
Yes.
Three different levels of brightness?
Yes.
Okay. As of yesterday, the Department of Energy, it's now the class of bulbs has been expanded, and that mistake that Congress caused yesterday, and this is kind of an outgoing, you know, there's been a handful of things that the president did on his way out, really trying to make a final improvement to the country. And I'm just kind of set back that these three-way bulbs are now going to be banned. And so that's something to really celebrate.
Okay.
So that's really what's on my mind tonight.
There's nothing else to talk about. That's it. I don't know what to tell you, you know? I mean, you got me thinking now,
too.
There are
bug lights and oven lights, the incandescent bug lights and the incandescent oven lights. Those are still exempt from regulations. So going forward, you can still get an incandescent bug light, and you can still get an incandescent oven light.
Because
hopefully those wrongs will be righted.
Well, listen, I'm glad you shed so much light on the subject. Boom, boosh, thank you. And because of my heritage, though, if you really need an incandescent bulb, I know a guy that knows a guy. Don't worry about it. I've still got plenty of them to get, if you know what I'm saying. So what did you think of the dark, militant, negative, harsh tone of the president's speech today?
I had a couple thoughts about it. Number one, my overwhelming response was that it was a none too subtle between the lines. Let me see how I can say this for family-friendly radio. It was a not-too-subtle FU to the guy that was sitting a few feet away, and I just loved it.
I
just loved it so much. And by extension, not just the guy sitting a few feet away from him, but, you know, to a certain extent, also to the Senate Majority Leader, and the Speaker of the House, that were also a few feet away, arguably they could also be included in some of the things that he had to say. So on one hand, and that's where I prefer to spend most of my energy, because I just enjoyed that so much. So let's start with that. I mean,
you're right, they're sitting 10 feet. I mean, the guy could have been spitting on them while he's telling a speech. And he's in their face, and this was an American speech. It wasn't about how the Republicans were going to do better or the Dems were going to do better. He was saying, screw both of you. This is how we're going to do things, wasn't he?
And that part I really loved. I liked that. Now, there were some things that he had to say, and some things that he didn't say that really bothered me. But those are kind of along the same lines of the things that bothered me ever since he announced his candidacy and throughout the campaign. So, I mean, the things that really bothered me that he didn't say and the things that he did say that bothered me, none of that stuff changed, because I certainly didn't expect there to be a different guy that showed up. But I kind of intentionally decided just to focus on that grandma wasn't the one giving the speech, and that, you know, for all the niceties and the appropriateness and all of that, you know, it just irked the hell out of Barack Obama that Trump was standing there and some of the things that he had to say. And I just enjoyed that so much.
I agree with you.
But I can talk about the things that bugged you, that bugged me. If you want, I can talk about the things that bugged me.
Well, I don't think, look, I was very blessed that speech was 18 minutes long. You know what I'm saying? Can you imagine another one of his speeches that was, first of all, an hour long? Imagine one that was like Barack Obama's that were what? One was like an hour and 15 minutes and all about how I am going to kind of stuff. I mean, seriously, I mean, this guy wants to get to work. And I got to give him credit for that. He wants to, you know, get me out of here. He was so not into protocol. Did you see what he did today when he was signing those executive orders? He went to hand a pen to Nancy Pelosi because she was standing there. Why was she standing there? Why didn't he drag her out of the room? She had no business being there. Anyway, he went to hand her a pen, and he's like, No. Proper protocol is to give one to Mitch McConnell first. Like, screw protocol. Take the pen. Get out of here.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
Absolutely.
Come on. Let's just do business. So, yeah. I'm curious to see how he handles all of that, because he's not into all that stuff. And I know you were never a big Trump fan, and you got to give Melania, is her name Melania, whatever her name is. Give Mrs.
Melania.
How about the first lady? I'll put it that way. Give the first lady credit. She didn't look too bad today. For someone who couldn't get anybody to make her a dress, she didn't look too bad today, right?
No, she looked amazing.
Yeah, and a lot of class. I love these people who want to get on her case because I guess she was a nude model or something at one time, and I'm saying to myself, right, because you've done absolutely nothing wrong in your life. And the guy before him, oh, yeah, he's got no skeletons in his closet. And then the two guys before him, he was stripping everything that had a heartbeat and was a female, and I'm not so sure that was the only thing. But you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody, all of a sudden, we're talking about self-righteousness.
Yep.
That's it. You know, you're making for lousy radio here. I barely got a voice. Can I get more than one word? I just say that was to me when I saw them today, and I'm not I'm not an emotional guy because I didn't get emotional at all. I kind of envisioned back to the JFK days. You had American family. She is truly the American dream if you think about it, right? She came here from another country. Did you think she ever thought she was going to be the president's wife, if you would? You have a family up there. He's a grandfather. The kids were up there with him. It's shades of JFK.
Yeah. I heard a couple of jokes about the
it's family radio, my friend.
No, there are definitely some comparisons with that. I mean, she looked absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
But you know what? Here's the thing is that...
All right, you got to hold it now. You waited too long.
I have Democrats.
All right, we got to go. Quick break.
Same thing about Michelle.
Okay. Oh yeah, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Jones Senior, your host.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. And I got to tell you, it's kind of embarrassing. If you guys know me, or you got to know me over the years, to be in this kind of job, you got to want to self-promote yourself. I don't even like signing the book. When people buy the book online and they say, I want your autograph. I go, why? Why do you want my autograph? There's good stuff in the book. Just take the book. So I don't get any of that stuff. So I got a couple of emails from you guys, and, you know, I've been out sick, and we don't want the reruns. What's wrong with you? Why can't you come back on? I know you're sick, but can't you talk? And so, yeah, I guess I could talk a little bit, but I appreciate it. I really do appreciate the emails I got from people, and thank you. And I'm giving it a try. Let's see, I haven't got much more time to go, but that's good. I'm giving it a try. But anyway, Michael Housen joins me, as he does every week. I always enjoy when he's on the show with me. He's our libertarian friend. So he kind of looks at things from a different angle. And if I don't do anything else on the show, I love to look at stuff from different points of view and then beat on them later on. But I don't do that with Michael because he's pretty level-headed. Mike, thanks for being with me today. Well, you want me to take that back? You're not level-headed?
No,
oh, okay.
No, I'm extraordinarily level-headed, rational guy.
Yeah. So,
I subscribe to Reason Magazine.
There you go. They won't send me a subscription. They don't like me. But, so, All right, listen. You know what's going to happen for the next 4 years, right? Is that the alphabet soup networks are going to go out of their minds, tearing apart everything that Trump says, how he says, when he says. If he sneezes the wrong way, it'll be because he's trying to, you know, put the next plague out there or something. And today they just loved beating on the fact that he's a nationalist. And Hitler was a nationalist. And this is what we have to look forward to. What do you think? I mean, right. You look at things a little broader. You weren't on the Trump train at all for the longest time.
No, I never got on the Trump train. Didn't vote for the guy. And I was not
now,
a fan.
Wait a minute. You didn't vote for her, because if you did, I'm going to hang up on you now.
No, I wasted my vote as a protest vote for a third party.
Okay. I mean, even if you wrote an Alfred E. Newman, I'd be okay with that, as long as you didn't vote for her.
No, I did not vote for her. Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the deal, is that words like nationalist or globalist or neocon or even libertarian, they become buzzwords. And they end up being placeholders for a particular set of ideas that may or may not be specifically outlined by the person using them, right? And I find that nationalist being one of those things. So that when someone says, oh, well, he's a nationalist, on the conservative libertarian right, that means he is a protectionist in the realm of Pat, oh, gosh, what was his name? The guy that wrote speeches for Nixon and ran for president?
Pat McCormick? I know who you're talking about. See, I knew you were going to do this to me.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe I forgot his name. Anyway, he's like 85 years old now, but he's still on.
Yeah.
Hannity still has him on. Anyway, so you hear nationalists like that, and what they mean is that he is protectionist, anti-free trade type of guy. People from the left will accuse him of being a nationalist, and what they mean is, anti-Semitic, racist, bigot. And it's a subtle head nod to alt-right, or even, you know, they'll connect it, like you said, to Adolf Hitler or Nazism. I am totally good with nationalism in the sense of we need to do trade deals and immigration policy and other things to benefit America. I'm okay with that. Now, what I mean by a trade deal that benefits America is we should be able to trade freely with anybody that we want, pretty much, short of national security concerns. Okay? So I'm totally good with evaluating if an immigrant wants to come in. It is legitimate for us to say, is this particular person going to be a net gain for the United States of America? Either their assets or their income or their business acumen or their education. That sort of nationalism I'm totally down with. I would describe him, and definitely in terms of the speech today, as less of a nationalist and more of as a populist. I didn't really hear a whole lot of conservative things come out of his mouth. I did not hear him talk about shrinking government and reducing the influence of the federal Leviathan on Americans' daily lives. What I heard him saying is that he's going to use the government and its abilities and strengths as a tool to benefit Americans. That's a populist approach. That's not a conservative approach. It's not a classical liberal approach. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I do not have a problem with us waiting for us to be solid and strong and get some of our affairs in order before we go trying to help out other countries, other peoples, deal with other issues. I really don't. And for him to say, for anybody to say, look, I want our kids to have a proper education first. I want us to take care of our kids. I want us to take care of our vets first. Then we can talk about, I don't know, refugees or whatever, whatever, whatever. I hate this. I hate the, I know what's going to happen over the next 4 years. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just, you and I both know that this is going to be a 24-7 fight. But see, I have a different viewpoint. I think you should let them burn themselves out. I think you should let them come up with the most ludicrous things. There was a story tonight, and I haven't had a chance to check it out. Somebody just sent it to me a little while ago. But there was a story tonight how Donald Trump, Jr., whatever his name is, has the traits of, and has been compared to, a school shooter, okay, from an NBC writer. And I'm thinking to myself, really, is this how we start? Can you imagine if one of us had said anything negative about one of Obama's kids? And I'm not talking about when he first got on. Any time during his... My God, she was caught hiking up her skirt and twerking, and if any of us said anything about it, we were racists.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, the one of the things I saw a lot on social media today that really disturbed me was a lot of the criticism of Barron Trump. I mean, I think that Eric Trump, and I think that Ivanka Trump, and I think that Jared Kushner, those kids, they're involved in the politics. They're involved in the campaign.
They're open season.
They're absolutely open season.
Yep.
Vet them. Go through their statements. Go through what they've done. Absolutely. This little kid, Barron, he's a little kid. And I just think, I mean, so many things that I saw tweeted about him and articles written about him were just disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, and I felt the same way about the Obama kids. I remember a few years ago for IJR, they tasked me to write an article about the way his daughters had responded to him at a particular event. And the video that was taken was very funny because they were obviously totally bugged with their dad. And I ended up telling the editor, I'm like, you know what? This is kind of funny, but these are teenage girls, man. I do not think this is news. I don't think this is appropriate. I'm not going to do it. And I didn't like – the video was funny, and I totally disagreed with almost everything the guy stood for. But I'm like, you know what? His kids are off limits. They did not ask – Ivanka Trump has asked to be put in this position.
Sure.
Barron Trump has not. No. Leave him the hell alone.
No, I'm with you. But it's that double standard. It's, you know, again, you've known me long enough, and my mantra for the last 2 years has been, they don't want equality. They want nothing to do with equality. They want control. You either believe like they believe, or you're a deviant. You believe what they believe, or you're clinically insane or something, okay? So I just find it amazing. But what really scares me is the hatred that they have for this guy who's done nothing yet. I mean, when you see what's going on social media, which is an extension of what's going to go on in society, they don't stop. And it's not like lighthearted or even, fringe nasties. It is in-your-face nasties. And it's scary to me.
Right.
You know, I mean, can you...
Yeah.
I could see violence coming out of it at some point in time, and not started by the right either.
No. It was very funny. One of the tweets that I saw, I just retweeted a second ago, it's a picture of a bunch of these protests busting the windows and breaking down a Starbucks coffee. I'm sure you've seen the video. It's a CNN feed.
Yeah.
Absolutely nuts.
Yep.
But superimposed on top of it was a quote from the great Sally Cohn saying that the difference will be and this was before the election, that if Hillary loses, Hillary supporters will be sad. If Trump loses, Trump supporters will be angry and violent.
You've got to send me that link, bro.
It's superimposed on top of this CNN video. Yeah, let me go through it, and I will I'll retweet it.
Right.
And it's just absolutely beautiful.
Your time is up. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You've been listening to Real Side. Hey, thanks for putting up with me tonight. I know it's kind of hard to listen to. No, you've not been listening to the Alex Jones Show. You've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Have a safe weekend. Do not party too much. I want you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend.